Is that idea behind these frequent well child visits?
Yes, definitely for speech delays that aren't caught, they can have a huge effect on children at school. You know, socially, if they have a speech delay, they may get made fun of, they'll start to fall behind in school, all the way to something physical like scoliosis.
And what is scoliosis exactly?
That's curvature of the spine. Sometimes as the children grow, their spine will grow crooked. So there's different interventions, bracing, you know, physical therapy, and then ultimately, though, most severe cases will require surgical intervention.
Well, that sounds like something you definitely want to catch early.
Right.
And now, as children get older and they go past, you know, the first year, do you start looking for other things that maybe you weren't concerned about in a little baby?
I'd say, you know, after the first year, definitely there's a lot of safety stuff to go over with children because they're walking, they're getting into things. You know, at that 1, 2, 3 year old, we're really looking at speech. Also, we start to look at autism screenings. We do that at the 18 and 24 month visit, the MCHAT, which we know too, so much more about autism and the importance of early intervention with that.
So autism can actually be treated when children are just 2 and 3 years old?
Yes, so we can start therapies on these children that have autism early on, and those therapies will benefit those kids and give them the best chance at being developmentally on track with their peers.
And autism, is that primarily an issue with communication?
Communication is, you know, one part of it. It can be some sensory issues. It can be, you know, they may be having issues with touch and things like that. Communication is a big issue. Some kids with autism have good speech and have no issues, and then some kids with autism cannot speak at all. So there's a big spectrum of that.
So then they really need to be evaluated by somebody who's a professional and can give them, you know, an intervention that's appropriate and as early as possible.
Right.
That's right. That's what you're trying to do. What about talking to parents about safety? You mentioned safety. So one thing I always think of when I think of safety in children is the car seat issue. I know that children are supposed to progress, you know, from different types of car seats. So is this a conversation that you have with parents at the well child visits?
We can talk about how the children fit in the seat and that the buckles are in the correct spot, especially when that infant starts to outgrow their infant car seat and need to upgrade. We will, you know, talk about weight limits. Everything's based on the manufacturer, but they tend to be around the same weight limits and length limits. Of course, we have to remind that the new laws are rear facing till the age of 2, which is way different than some, you know, some parents may have a 12-year-old and a newborn, and that has changed. So a reminder about that as well.
Oh, I see. So the regulations may have changed since their older child was little and in a car seat.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. When children are getting their vaccinations, I've noticed that children will get maybe the same vaccination several times. What is the reason for that?
Some vaccines just require more booster doses and higher doses to get their immunity up to the safe level.
With the COVID vaccine right now, I guess people, you don't get full immunity with one, you've got to get 2, or in some cases 3 with these children's vaccinations.
And a lot of people think of like their tetanus booster. It's the same concept.
Another disease I have a question about is type 1 diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that that can develop in children.
Uh-huh.
Is this something that is typically screened for at your well child visits?
It's screened in the review of systems. You know, we may ask about some of the symptoms. It's not routinely screened. You know, if I have a parent that I know is type 1 diabetic, then I may be more on alert. One of the earliest symptoms of kids is weight loss, you know, increased thirst, increased urination. So, you know, I'm going to notice weight loss, and a parent's going to notice if their kid is drinking just tons and tons and going to the bathroom all the time. Usually the parent will call and schedule a visit.
It sounds like when you're examining these children that maybe a lot of times you're looking for things that the parents, you know, don't even have on their radar. And
right.
Maybe they don't really understand exactly what you're looking for. When you're talking about bringing another set of eyes to looking at children, it sounds like you need that set of eyes with all of these things in mind that you're aware of that maybe the parents aren't aware of.
Right.
So do you find that most parents do continue with well-child visits for their children, or is there a cutoff past which parents don't like to do well-child visits? Is there an issue there?
No, infants and toddlers, the parents usually stay pretty up on it. And then as the kids get older, they don't need as many vaccines and it gets, you know, easier to miss, or, you know, you might forget to reschedule. So definitely the numbers get, I would say, lower on well-child checks as the child gets older.
Well, now as children become teenagers, are there certain things that you are looking for that you are not looking for in younger children?
Yes, we screen for substance abuse, drugs, alcohol, smoking, vaping, things like that. Depression is a huge one. We screen for that.
Well, I can see that those things would definitely need to be addressed.
Yes, they're very important.
And then when do children usually make the transition from seeing a pediatrician to maybe seeing a primary care physician? I mean, I realize that pediatrics is a type of primary care, but when do they transition to that grown-up doctor?
Yeah, so we will see 18 to 21 years of age. But usually, you know, when they're coming in for their 20-year wellness visit, then we're asking them to go ahead and look for an adult provider.
Right.
Because they're going to be aged out.
But. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Well, thank you so much for coming today to explain all of this. And hopefully the parents listening to this will prioritize these well-child visits and we can prevent more illnesses in Rush County.
Yep. Thank you.
You can listen to past shows of To Your Health. Log on to rushmemorial.com and click on podcasts. Join us again next week for another visit with Rush Memorial Hospital. It's To Your Health, brought to you by Rush Memorial Hospital on Hometown Country 94.3 WIFE. The proceeding was a paid presentation. The views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WIFE or Whitewater Broadcasting.